does the Bible tell us that faith is and how to apply it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we begin a new series on the use of faith. Christians are faith people, but before we can use faith, we have to understand faith. You know, friends, we are in the end times. We see economies failing all around the world. Unemployment is increasing. Crime is increasing. The threat of wars are increasing. Economies are decreasing. People are becoming desperate. And fear is overcoming men. These are all signs of the last days, according to the scriptures. And it is a time in history when man must walk by faith and not by sight more than at any other time in history. Yes, friends. In fact, it's a question of survival. And so we want to spend some time in this broadcast talking about the principles of faith and what the Bible says about faith and how that faith will carry you through until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and beyond that through the millennial reign until we are all safely home in glory. So what is faith? The definition of faith is found in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Listen to what it says. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may say, well, Bern, I don't quite understand that. Well, let's discuss it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Before we can discuss it, we actually need to know what the word faith means. In the New Testament scripture, the word faith, trust, and believe all mean the same thing. They are interchangeable. You can substitute one for the other. And what it means is trust. Faith is trust on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now it says in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, things not seen refers to the realm of the spirit, the heavenly realm. The substance of things hoped for refers to what we do not yet have on earth, but hope for by faith, with a holy expectation, I might add. Faith has to be expectant. Once you ask God and you confess something by faith, you have to expect that God responds. So, if the substance of things hoped for refers to that which we do not yet have, but believe that we have through faith, then the faith itself, the trust on the Lord, is what causes it to manifest into existence. So, faith is a bridge between the spirit realm and the earthly realm. Faith pulls down, if you will, the things sought, as long as they are in line with God's word and will, from the heavenly realm to the earthly realm. Faith is a bridge. Now, how do we get it? I have people come into counseling periodically and they say, I don't have strong faith. I need to pray for faith. My faith is weak. I don't have enough faith. No, that's not biblical. And why is it not biblical? Because scripture says, to each is given a measure of faith. You were born with a measure of faith, which activates when you become born again into the kingdom of God. And when that happens, the faith is already there for you to use. All you have to do is use it. God will meet you at your own level of faith. Now, that's called the measure of faith. That's not to be mixed up with the gifts of the Holy Spirit spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul mentions the gift of faith. The gift of faith is the faith to receive a miracle. And that gift of faith is not the same thing as the measure of faith. The measure of faith is something which is given to you when you are born again, but the gift of faith is the result or fruit of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which is another subject. So, we're called by the Lord to use our faith that is given to us, the measure of faith. And when people say to me, well, I need stronger faith, I have to ask for stronger faith or pray harder for stronger faith. The answer to that is no. What you have to do is apply the Word of God and listen to what it says. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes. Did you get it? Faith comes. It doesn't say faith is chased after by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It comes to you by your study of the Word of God. God works it in you. And when you grow in your use of faith, it doesn't do any good to have a measure of faith if you're not going to use it. You have to step out in that faith and apply it to your circumstances. Now, when we do that, we see it work, but it's a practice. Paul speaks of that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. He says, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know what happens when you walk by sight? You see bad things happening around you. You begin to fear.
Fear is the opposite of faith. As a matter of fact, fear is faith in the negative. Now, we also need to consider this, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, that is Christ. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice how that verse begins. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Faith is so essential to survival. In 1 John 5, verse 4, we read, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Overcoming is related to faith. Without faith, you cannot overcome. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. What does that mean? We go from trial to trial, victory to victory. By the enabling power of the Lord Jesus Christ, by our faith on him, our dependence on him, our reliance on him. That's the reason why the Scripture says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." So we go from faith to faith, glory to glory, which means from trial to trial, victory to victory. Now you may say, "But Bern, I'm not sure I have enough faith." Your saying undoes your praying. There's not a problem. Listen to how the verse completes. "For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible to you." Nothing shall be impossible to you. How? Through faith. Even mustard seed faith. What is it that is so important about that verse? The mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds in existence. And when it is planted and it takes root, from one of the smallest seeds in existence comes one of the biggest trees in existence. And all that the tree is in the seed. And that's the principle of faith. Your faith-filled words are seeds, because words are spiritual. We're going to see this in a moment. But the point is that it only has to be mustard seed faith, a trust on Jesus. He does the rest. Moreover, you don't have to worry about building your faith. All you have to do is trust on Jesus. Use your faith by trusting on him to develop it in you and through you. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." But notice how the beginning of that verse started. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the perfection and development of our faith, we have to be looking to Jesus, not to our own self-effort. We need to be in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And as the Holy Spirit quickens our spirit to incorporate the Rhema revelation of the Word of God from the written Word on the page, we find that our faith grows, our faith develops it. Why? Because it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who quickens or makes alive the truth of the Word of God. And when it jumps off of the page at you, and your spirit man grasps it and its significance, that's when we see the Lord working, being the author, being the finisher. He is doing it all in us and through us by our reliance on him, by our trusting on him, by our faith on him, our trust on him, our belief on him. And I said earlier, faith works by using faith-filled words which are spiritual. Listen to these passages. Mark 11, verses 22 to 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be you removed, be you cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Notice here that Jesus starts out by saying, have faith in God. That's the preliminary step. We're talking here about how to apply faith. The first thing he says is, have faith in God. Then he says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be you removed, be you cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So again, have faith in God. Then he says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed. In other words, speak to the mountain. The mountain is the problem, the thing that is obstructing you in your faith walk, in your progress, in your growth, in your peace, in your spiritual life, even a spirit or a demon, a blocking entity. Jesus said, speak to it. It might be a circumstance that is crippling, like lack of funds or withering finances. Speak to the mountain. Say to the mountain, be you removed and be cast into the sea. And this is, by the way, all in Christ Jesus' name, not in your own effort. In the name of Christ Jesus. And it says, and shall not doubt in his heart. In other words, do not give a place to doubt. Why? Because doubt goes hand in hand with unbelief. And with unbelief, you will get nothing from God. As a matter of fact, the book of Hebrews refers to the evil heart of unbelief, saying that those who walk continually in unbelief have an evil heart toward God because they refuse to trust God. You see, ultimately, faith is a decision, and it's a decision on a person, and his name is Christ Jesus. Now, if we go further into this passage, it continues, believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. In other words, back it with expectation. And it concludes, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, this principle is called faith confession. We say faith confession brings possession. Notice how many times Jesus talks about saying. Let's look at it again. For truly I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Jesus continues, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, this faith confession is not the same thing as hope. Hope addresses the future. Faith addresses the present. There's another definition of faith in Romans 4, verse 17, where it says, faith calls those things that be not as if they be. So say, for instance, a person may have a cancer, God forbid. The application of faith to a circumstance like that is to first speak to that mountain and say, cancer, you're the mountain. In Christ Jesus' name, be uprooted and cast into the sea. For I believe without doubt that I have what I say and I have what I pray in Christ Jesus' name. Go in Christ Jesus' name. Speak to the mountain. You say, well, that sounds ridiculous, Bern. Well, In the kingdom of God, when you are ready to do the ridiculous, God is ready to do the miraculous, because God performs his word. Jesus is the one who said to do this in Mark 11:22-24. It is he who said to do this. Why? Because the kingdom of God operates differently than the world. In the world, seeing is believing. In the kingdom of God, believing is seeing. And so we would then speak to that cancer, and we would say, be gone, be cast into the sea in the name and by the blood of Christ Jesus. And then we apply the faith confession. Remember what it says of Moses in Romans 4? Using faith, he called those things that be not as if they be. So we call the things that are not as if they are. So the person with the cancer would start confessing daily, several times a day, until he sees the manifestation. I call this cancer gone by faith in Christ Jesus' name. Calling the things that are not, you're not acknowledging that it's gone, you're calling it gone, as if it be gone. And so we see here the application of faith and faith confession. I call this cancer gone by faith in Christ Jesus' name. I call this financial problem gone by faith in Christ Jesus' name. I call my employment problem gone by faith in Christ Jesus' name. Unemployment, you are the mountain. Be uprooted and cast into the sea. I believe without doubt, and I have what I say, and I have what I pray in Christ Jesus' name. Now, what have I just been illustrating? I've just been illustrating the principle of application of faith. Using faith-filled words. Why? Because words are spiritual. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Notice that the power of the tongue has the ability to produce the effects of life and death. Hear it again. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Now listen. Fruit comes from seed, and the power of the tongue is to release seed. And the seed released by the power of the tongue are faith-filled words. And when those seeds are released to the atmosphere, they find their target. And because it is backed by faith, the happening is in the words. That's the reason why Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Because the happening is in the words. Words are spiritual. There's further evidence of this in Matthew 9:20-22. Listen to what it says. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. It took a whole hour for the effect to manifest. But it manifested. Because of what? Her faith. Another illustration, Matthew 9:28-29, speaking of Jesus. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe you that I am able to do this? They wanted to be healed from their blindness. The verse continues, they said unto him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, your trust on Christ, be it unto you. Well, do you remember that I said at the beginning of this broadcast that the words faith, believe, and trust all mean the same thing? To trust the Lord Christ Jesus. Well, in Mark 9:23 we read, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that trusts on Christ. All things are possible to him that makes a decision to believe. Why? Because faith ultimately is a decision. It does not take any more effort to believe than not to believe. It takes the same amount of effort. So why not believe? Why speak negative words of death out of your mouth? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs says. Why not make a decision to speak positively? Why not make a decision to believe? You see, when you confess negative words over your circumstance or others, those things are seeds that take root. You will have whatsoever you say, Mark 11:23 says. So, make a quality decision to set your heart on practicing faith and watch God work. Now let me ask you a question. Maybe some of the things that I've spoken today you are not familiar with. They may be foreign to you because you are not a Christian. But the things of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom. And the operation of faith is one of the most important things in a person's life. It's a blessing. And God wants to bless you. God wants to release these blessings into your life. And you can have these blessings, but they are through relationship, and that relationship is with a person, a spirit person nonetheless, a manifestation of the Godhead, manifested as the Christ, the Son of God, by the Father, in the likeness of a man. And why? Because Father God is so awesome, so complicated, so beyond comprehension that he had to send a manifestation of himself in the form of a man so that men could understand him, that is the Father. For that reason, Jesus said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. For I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And he is Savior of the world. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto me unless the Father call him. I believe by faith that Jesus is calling you today. Christ wants a relationship with every man. He is a God of blessing. He is a God of deliverance. He is a God of healing. And his free gift of eternal life is obtained by trust or faith on him. And you can have that free gift today by inviting him into your heart. There is no circumstance so deep or tragic that Christ cannot deliver you from it. And he will for the asking. Because the scripture says God is love. And he loves you. And he wants to bless you. Today is as good a day as any. So why not make that decision and pray this prayer aloud with me to receive the Lord Jesus Christ? No such thing as cleaning yourself up to go to God. That doesn't work. God has to clean us up. So pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.